The rule is right there on the Supreme Court website. Perhaps not perfectly crafted, mind you, but there. It's against the law, generally, for a dog to be inside the United States Supreme Court building. So when a fox, not of the lawyer subspecies, but a real wild animal, entered the Supreme Court building via the court's underground garage last week, the justices faced a legal dilemma. How to interpret the rule prohibiting dogs, but not foxes, in these days when the cry for strict constructionism echoes loudly. They decided that in this particular case, a more liberal reading of the regulation would be best. No foxes are welcome either. And the justices set out to trap the creature. Watch your fingers, Chief Justice Rehnquist. Like a lawyer dodging tough questions during oral argument, so did, we'll call him Mr. Fox, weave around the cages set up to trap him, and, as I write this, very successfully. The whole fox in the courthouse scenario calls to mind a very famous case from New York in 1805, one read by generations of law students in property class called Pearson versus Post. In it, as the justices have come to realize firsthand, the fox is labeled bluntly as one of those noxious beasts. Noxious in a Black's Law Dictionary legal sense, as in harmful to health, injurious, unwholesome, corruptive. And indeed, on a fox information-laden website, the fox is described as a creature that usually hunts by stalking and pouncing. They are known for their raids on poultry. Dispatches from Washington report that foxes can also carry rabies. The pro-fox website does not mention this, but I digress. In New York in the early 1800s, Mr. Post spotted the fox at issue on a beach and began chase with dogs, as seen in many furniture store prints. And just as Mr. Post's entourage was closing in, Mr. Pearson entered the fray knowingly and ended the noxiousness by catching and killing the fox. But another round of noxiousness had just begun. Mr. Post sued. "The fox belongs to me. I saw it first. I was in the process of apprehending it when you came along, Mr. Pearson." "The fox is a wild creature," Mr. Pearson argued back. "It belongs to no one until someone grabs it." And the court agreed with Mr. Pearson. The interloper gets the prize. So if ultimately there comes a chase within the Supreme Court's hallowed halls, with Scalia and Ginsburg closing in from right and left, at least there will be no dispute over the pelt. Some New York judges decided that one 200 years ago. My money's on the interloping legal eagle. Seems birds of prey like foxes, too. I'm Amy Guida.